Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, May 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers let one get away on Memorial Day as they fall to the Baltimore Orioles at Miller Park 7-6 in 10 innings. Brewers got an early jump with a run in the first with Kyle Loesch on the mound, and back-to-back home runs by Chris Davis and Lyle Overbay in the sixth staked the Brewers to another lead. It was 6-4 Milwaukee heading to the bottom of the ninth. Francisco Rodriguez coming on for the save and records the first two outs. But then it was a home run from Jonathan Schoop, his second of the game. J.J. Hardy, the ex-Brewer, with a double. He would come round to score on a single to tie the game. And in the top of the 10th, Nick Hundley, in his first game as an Oriole after getting acquired over the weekend, delivers the go-ahead RBI single off Rob Wooten, and the Brewers fall. Manager Ron Renicki says there's plenty of blame to go around.
It was a tough day all around. Bullpen didn't throw as well as, you know, they have been, which that's going to happen. But we had plenty of chances offensively, a lot of chances to get guys in. And it's a ball game. Nothing went right.
A hard luck no decision for Kyle Loesch. In fact, this was the fourth time the Brewers have blown a save that could have resulted in a Loesch victory.
This team will bounce back. We'll forget about it tomorrow. So we'll come back and do what we got to do. I mean, it's always tough when you have the lead like that, but, you know, you don't go perfect for the whole year, you know, holding leads, and, you know, those things happen. You know, it's just unfortunate, you know, get back here and playing good and have it happen, you know, but we'll get over it.
Matt Garza will be on the hill in game two of the series on Tuesday night. The Brewers 30-22 still lead the NL Central by a game and a half over the St. Louis Cardinals, who fell to the New York Yankees in extra innings 6-4. New York scoring three runs in the top of the 12th. Alan Craig of the Cardinals says we had chances.
We did leave some guys out there. I thought we hit the ball good. You know, this game we just couldn't get that big hit to push us through. But, you know, we took good at bats, and you know, I come out tomorrow and get them tomorrow.
Cincinnati Reds also lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-3. Hyun-Jin Ryu had a perfect game through seven, going this a day after Josh Beckett threw the first Dodger no-hitter in 18 years, shutting out Philadelphia with the no-no on Sunday. Two division teams that did post victories included the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-3 over the New York Mets, three runs in the top of the ninth. Gabby Sanchez with a two-run single. Manager Clint Hurdle says, "My guys love playing from behind."
The mentality in the dugout is this is the inning. Even when we get pushed down, the next inning will make something happen. You've got to be relentless. You can't get sad. You know, if you're going to have any emotion, get mad and get something done. And that's what we just kept plugging away doing, and we responded well. The big swing, it helps. There's no doubt about it. It helps because everybody jolted.
Chicago Cubs beat the San Francisco Giants 8-4. Jeff Samardzija getting his first win since last August. The Major League's ERA leader struck out 10 through 7 innings. Marlins over the Nationals 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton with a 2-run home run, his 15th of the year. Phillies bounced back from that no-hitter by rolling Colorado 9-0. Ryan Howard, 2-run home run. He drove in 5. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 7-5. In the American League, the White Sox over the Indians 6-2. Texas beat Minnesota 7-2. A's pounded to Detroit 10-0. Derek Norris, a grand slam home run, one of five long balls for Oakland. Seattle gets by the Angels 5-1. Toronto 10-5 over Tampa Bay. Houston over Kansas City 9-2. George Springer scores five times in that game. Interleague play had the Red Sox beat the Braves 8-6. David Ortiz with a three-run home run. Big Poppy, and the Red Sox end a 10-game slide.
You got to start one way or the other, you know. One game can dictate things. To get better. I mean, this thing can get no worse than what we have the past 10 games.
In minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers had a 2-0 lead at Clinton, playing in the fourth inning when the rains came. They'll finish that suspended game on Tuesday afternoon, play a regularly scheduled game on Tuesday night. College baseball, the Division III World Series Championship, coming Tuesday at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. UW-Whitewater will take on Emory College. Whitewater is unbeaten in the tournament so far, so Emory would have to win two games. If the Warhawks get it done, they will become the first NCAA team in any division to win national championships in the same year in football, basketball, and in baseball. To the NBA playoffs, where the Miami Heat beat the Indiana Pacers 102-91. LeBron James with 32 points and 10 rebounds. Chris Bosh with his best game of the series so far with 25. He was feeling it early.
Sometimes it's all about simplifying everything and just getting back to the basics. And yeah, as a scorer, you always want to see your first shot go in, or the first couple of shots, or at least get some open looks and try to, you know, really change your luck a little bit. And, you know, I was able to do that.
Heat up now 3-1. Paul George had 23 for the Pacers. He says the numbers just didn't add up.
You know, it's just demoralizing when a game is lopsided. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but that was the case. You know, again, you know, how rare is it we shoot 50%, turn the ball over around 13 or so times, out-rebound the team and, you know, and lose a ball game.
Here's how it happened. Roy Hibbert, scoreless. Again, Lance Stephenson, only 1 point for the Pacers. Game four in the Western Conference Final on Tuesday night. San Antonio in Oklahoma City with a 2-1 lead. But the Thunder grabbing game three with Serge Ibaka's emotional return. Was supposed to miss the series, if not the rest of the season, with a calf strain. On the ice, the LA Kings net 3 goals in the first period. Go on to beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-2. Kings now with a 3-1 lead on the defending Stanley Cup champions. Andrei Kopitar says the fast start really helped.
You know, we were able to get, you know, a couple quick ones tonight, and certainly, you know, the start that we wanted, and I think we got the crowd into it, and, you know, the building was loud, and it was good.
As for Patrick Kane and the Hawks, they know the score.
It's not a good position to be in. I think coming into this series, you'd be lying if we thought we'd be in this position, but it happens. We got no one to blame but ourselves. So, and we're the only ones that are going to get ourselves out of it. So might as well start with game five in Chicago.
It's game five in Montreal on Tuesday night, and the Canadiens need a win to stay alive. The New York Rangers with a 3-1 series lead. Washington Capitals have a new coach and general manager. Barry Trotz, former Nashville Predators head coach, named yesterday. Caps also promote Brian McClellan to be the senior vice president and general manager. French Open Tennis Championships. Third-seeded Stan Wawrinka, the Australian Open champion, out in the first round. Rafael Nadal and Maria Sharapova do advance, however. Duke wins the NCAA lacrosse title 11-9 over Notre Dame on Monday, their second straight, their third championship in 5 years. Racing highlights from over the weekend. The Indy 500 goes to Ryan Hunter Ray. He nips Helio Castroneves at the wire for the first American victory at the Brickyard in 6 years. And at the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday night, Jimmy Johnson taking the checkered flag, his 7th victory, a record at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Golf highlights from over the weekend. Adam Scott beats Jason Duffner in a playoff to win at Colonial. And Colin Montgomery wins the Senior PGA Championship, beating Tom Watson. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.